is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
By our calculations, 20% of kids 6 through 18 who play sports in the U.S. are connected to Game Changer. And I mean, that's a big number. We're so proud of it, but I'd love for it to be 40, 60, 70%.
Tamir Ahuja is the president of Game Changer, a Dick's Sporting Goods sports technology company. Game Changer's mission is to help families elevate the next generation through sports. Game Changer's beloved mobile apps are used in all 50 states by millions of youth sports coaches, fans, and athletes to score, stream, and watch youth sports. More games are covered in 2 months on Game Changer than in the history of all American professional sports combined. In March of 2023, Sameer was the inaugural recipient of the Executive of the Year by Sports Business Journal at their Sports Business Awards. In April 2023, Game Changer was named the number 2 most innovative company in sports by Fast Company. Sameer is a longtime entrepreneur with 20 years of experience as a founder, CEO, or COO of high-growth technology businesses from startup to late stage in multiple industries. He co-founded an interactive sports attraction, founded a quant hedge fund, and built a fintech company.
Hey Hoopheads, I wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Dr. Bob Grzanik from the Energetic Sports Lab, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. FastDraw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off FastDraw and FastScout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Get ready to take some notes as you listen to this episode with Sameer Ahuja, president of Game Changer. Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here without my co-host Jason Sunkel this morning. But I am pleased to be joined by Sameer Ahuja, the president at Game Changer, also senior vice president at Dick's Sporting Goods. Sameer, welcome to the Hoopheads pod.
Mike, thanks for having me here. Really excited to be here to talk hoops and youth sports and where we see the future going.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to be able to have you on. I'm always excited to have somebody on whose product I have used and enjoyed, and we'll get into that as we talk a little bit more throughout the conversation. But I wanted to start by giving you, Sameer, a chance to just share your background, kind of how you got to this point, how you got involved with Game Changer, and then we'll dive into some of the nitty gritty of the details of what it's all about.
Sure, absolutely. So I've been for the last 20 years an entrepreneur. I've developed a passion for building businesses and building organizations, and the stuff I've done in the past was primarily in the sports industry and also in fintech and in finance. And what I found is that there are few other places where you have more passion than actually kind of people and thinking about their money and then thinking about sports. And sports in particular is such an amazing way for people to come together. The opportunity to do Game Changer and work here, which came about almost 7 years ago, was such an amazing thing because it allowed me to kind of continue my passion in sports. What's made Game Changer so unique, though, now is that we are in every community in the country, and you know our mission is to elevate the next generation through sports, and we're really doing that. We're really helping kids and helping families stay connected, have positive experiences, have really good mental, physical health through sports. And it's the most rewarding work I've ever done. As of a couple months ago, it was the longest work job I've ever had. And I think we're just getting started. Looking forward to being here for many years.
All right. So first of all, where did your passion from sports come from?
So I actually, I'm an immigrant. I moved here when I was 8 years old. I had lived, I was born in India, lived in other parts of the world. And because my dad's work ended up here, and I had a very seamless kind of academic transition and all of that, because I had actually attended American schools overseas. And, but the social interaction, you know, 8 year old, elementary school, was harder just because I hadn't lived here, didn't know much about like pop culture and all that. And sports was actually the entree and the connection for me with other kids in school. Started playing baseball, just like rec baseball, basketball, and other sports. And then growing up here in New York, became kind of a, in the 80s, mid late 80s, a big fan of the Mets. They were really big at the time. Became a huge Knicks fan. They had drafted Ewing. And then, of course, you know, had that run in the somewhat disappointing run in the early 90s. But that was the language that I connected with other boys my age and just kind of got into the flow of the like social stuff. And since that day, I kind of felt, even if it was subconscious, kind of the power of sports to bring people together, whatever, for whatever reason. You know, you're new in a place, you come from a different background, different socioeconomic status, you know, skin color, all of these things. And, you know, in the world we live in today with so much tension and sort of disagreement and also just negativity, you know, something like sports can bring people together, you know, all over the world. So it's whether it's a family or two cultures, I want to be part of that process of bringing people together.
I'm going to give you a book recommendation right now. Right. Have you ever read the book How Basketball Can Save the World by Dave Hollander? He's a professor at NYU. You would love that book.
It's now on my list for the holiday reading. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, you would love that book. Again, there's just Dave goes through, he was a guest, and he goes through just 13 different principles that all relate to world events and the current state of affairs. And a lot of those little things that you just touched on when you were talking about your background are things that Dave talks about in his book. So yeah, you want to get on that. And for listeners out there, if you haven't heard me talk about how basketball can save the world, get out there and read that. So that's your background, your passion for sports. How about your passion for business? Where did that come from?
So similarly related, passion for business originally, you know, probably came from my dad. He worked in business. He worked in, you know, at a bank, and just came from very, very extremely modest is an overstatement, you know, background, and worked his way up, sort of classic success story. And that was always an inspiration, always looked up to him. And then actually got the entrepreneurial bug while I was in business school, just saw the opportunity, you know, and especially in the US versus somewhere else, like, to be able to build something. There's so much opportunity, there's so much capital, there's so many good ideas. And I just felt like a really strong belief in some of the things that I wanted to do, and felt like the best way to do that was to kind of build things. So Game Changer is my fourth consecutive startup that I've worked on, and two were my own, you know, brand new from the beginning, and two were sort of jumping on and helping other people and getting a chance to run the organization. And I just think as a society right now, even beyond sports, we need more and more people kind of building the future, improving everything from our government to social services to companies. There's a really significant need to improve technology. Technology is amazing. We're talking here on this platform. There's definitely concerns, whether it's with kids or adults, that some parts of tech, some elements of social media are not very helpful, impacting things like mental health. I'm of the belief, I agree with a lot of that. I'm of the belief that problems caused by new technologies that we've just recently started using can be solved by better technology, not by, you know, shutting them down and things like that. So I look to kind of my peers in tech, other entrepreneurs, people who work with us, our own company, our own team, to really be at the vanguard of good technology. I'm biased, but I certainly think Game Changer is kind of part of that. We think it's very positive, but I want to be part of that industry-wide move, you know, across the country, just looking at where we could do better with tech.
What do you think is your number one trait that has allowed you to succeed as an entrepreneur? If you could pin it down to one or maybe two things that you think have helped you to have the success in your career that you've had.
Yeah, I'll say one, and then there's second. The first one, and there's many words for this, is resilience. I am literally unwilling to ever give up. I do not have that gene, and I will, you know, crawl through the mud for something I believe in. And I think that's the thing that sets people apart in terms of an entrepreneurial journey. The other thing, and I think, again, second, but also important, you know, there's a lot of day-to-day work you have to do. You have to just like get stuff done. But I don't think you can be an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur, without dreaming. You have to dream, I'm fond of saying, of a future so much better than the present that it feels like magic. And that doesn't always translate to reality, but you have to start there. And I guess if I was just to put it in threes, the third thing is you then have to execute every single day, step by step. You cannot just sit around and pontificate and dream. You have to take that dream and just get stuff done, which, you know, it's amazing how sometimes people fall down on that part of it.
Absolutely. So how do you balance those things? I know that anybody, right, who is successful, and especially if you have a small business, there's always that temptation, right, of you're just kind of working the day-to-day stuff that has to get done. And sometimes that vision, it's the working in your business versus working on your business. How have you balanced that? How have you thought about that part of it throughout your career?
I think the key thing is the people you surround yourself with. And even if it's small, so you start something, I think the, you know, not always, but I think the best things that are started by two or three people, not necessarily by one person. The most successful of my experiences with my startups have been where there's a core group at the very beginning or whenever I join. And one that was particularly not successful, I didn't have like that right group of people around me, and I learned a lot from that. And so you can have and should seek out an individual in your group who can kind of be the dreamer, and then someone who can make sure you're disciplined on execution. We're, you know, a bit larger now as a company. We have a couple hundred people. We have that nice mix. I do a lot of the strategy and vision setting and kind of long-term thinking, but then I'm able to deep dive. But I also have an incredible team, whether it's our leadership team or other people who execute and who also bring different skills to the table. I spend a very significant amount of my time finding finding people that would be great to join our company and getting them excited about joining, and then coaching them and helping them with their work, which primarily means giving them the platform to kind of go and do what they need to and get out of their way. But you just, it's nearly impossible to just get anything amazing done by yourself.
Yeah, I can agree with that. There's no question. You mentioned that in your different ventures that at some point you were the founder, you were the startup, you were the idea. And with Game Changer, you came in after it had already gotten started. So at what point in that process did you jump in? And then I guess the next part of that question is why?
Sure. Well, so I've been here about 7 years, and I got the opportunity to lead the company 2 years in. I was part of the leadership team for those first 2 years. And honestly, and I say this to everyone, when I first started, it was a bit of an experiment. With a big experiment, it's your work. But company was doing well. We had just come together with Dick's Sporting Goods, and there was still, it was still very, very early in its evolution. And I was motivated by the mission. I had actually, before even hearing of Game Changer, had been coaching my older daughter's rec softball team for a few years, kindergarten, first, second grade. Got a lot out of that. It was the best day of the week on Saturdays to go and do that. And so I felt the mission, but as a career move and a business, I didn't know where it would go. What became really clear to me was I'd rarely seen, first kind of on the emotional side, kind of a love of a product. And you see it with some of these really big time things. A lot of people love their iPhone or something like that. That kind of love at a smaller scale was what we saw with customer reviews, with people using the product, talking about it. On the more hardcore business side, you know, there's a notion of like product market fit in tech, which is, does your product meet the market that you're in? And when that happens, people sell your product for you in the sense that you'll tell the next person, and it's all this word of mouth organic adoption, like just spreading. And that's exactly what was happening here. And so I saw that those two foundational things were there. And then the clincher for me, which can always be complex when your company is acquired by someone else, and now we have this parent company, Dick's Sporting Goods, the relationship there, I thought, was one of the most unique, high potential positive relationships out there. Largest sports retailer in the country, huge platform, very, very long-term thinkers, very stable, sophisticated, and kind of big picture mindset for the long run. And that fit really well with the Game Changer mission and our goals to kind of become the ubiquitous provider of you know, of our software and youth sports. So those three things just, I started to think this is, there isn't going to be another opportunity like this. And if I'm given the chance, I want to really take it and elevate it. And so thankful that I got the chance to do it. And, you know, on, in large part because of the efforts of our entire team, we've had just some dramatic success kind of getting out to more and more users. We've probably 5X the company in every metric over the last 4 or 5 years, which has just been, I'm so proud of what we've done.
So for people out there who maybe aren't familiar with the product, what problem does Game Changer solve for those of us who are involved in youth sports? What does it do? How does it do it better Sure. than what's been out there in the past and what other products are out there on the market today?
Yeah. I'm fond of saying our primary product is happiness. We connect parents and grandparents to the their kids and grandkids around one of the most important activities that kids, especially in the U.S., are engaged in, which is sports. And we do that through an app that allows coaches and parents who are at the game to capture the stats, the scores, and the video streams like you'd watch pro or collegiate sports and send you, the parent, the grandparent, that content. And you could be, you know, your kid could be in Wichita and you could be in New York on a business trip. Grandparents who live in California, the kids could live in Florida. It doesn't matter. We connect you and it feels like magic because before there was no way to capture this content. There are 35 or 40 million games in the United States in youth sports. And we now capture about 20% of them, making us the largest. Those games were never captured. It's like a tree falling in a forest and no one heard it. It never happened. So that moment where the kid hit a home run or even had a bad thing happen to them, you know, they lost a championship, the parent, for reasons that are, you know, probably out of their control, work, whatnot, weren't there. The grandparent wasn't there. So they couldn't experience that moment. And we put those moments in the palm of your hand because everyone has one of these phones. You can, of course, watch it on a tablet and smart TV and all that. But primarily, it's with you all the time. And because we use a mobile device to capture these stats and scores, it can happen at any field, any court, anywhere in the country right now. The product is free to use for coaches and teams. So you could, again, everyone's got a phone, so and it's Android or iOS. You just download it, start using it. And a big chunk of our service is free for parents as well. And then we have some stuff that we upsell on because we have business to run. And it's turned into this massive thing. By our calculations, 20% of kids 6 through 18 who play sports in the U.S. are connected to Game Changer. And I mean, that's a big number. We're so proud of it. But I'd love for it to be 40, 60, 70% because we believe we have the best product, like you asked. It's free. It's on your phone. We have the best user experience. We spend so much time talking to our customers about what they want. We have, and it's evidence in the reviews. We have, you know, on the App Store, we have more reviews than, a little bit of an unfair comparison, but we have more reviews on the App Store than, you know, like the Facebook app does. Like, it's just a massive amount of positive expression about what we're doing.
Passion for youth sports, let's put it that way. There are people who are very involved in sports, their kids' sports, and from a coaching standpoint, from a parent standpoint, from a player standpoint, obviously there is a tremendous amount of passion for the game. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that people are responding to it in that way. You mentioned, before I get to my experience with it, you mentioned from a business standpoint how you run it. And obviously it's not a charity, it's a business. So what's the business model for Game Changer? How do you look at that part of it?
So we ask parents to subscribe, consume the content that's being produced, stats, scores, recaps, live streaming, live stats during the game are part of our free tier. But if you want to consume the content later on, you want to look at your entire season, like a season recap, season stats, career stats. We have an athlete profile for each kid that captures everything they've done. Let's say they played 6 or 7 years. If you want to get highlight clips as opposed to just the live video, all of that is paid. We have two tiers. It's not nothing, but we think in the context of other apps and of youth sports spending, we are very passionate about, one, having the free tier to ensure a lot of accessibility and then keep it at a reasonable price. So it's either $7.99 a month or $12.99 a month. You can subscribe for your season on a monthly subscription, like you might have some other app on your phone. You can subscribe annually. And, you know, we have, in total between free and paid, I mean, we have nearly 10 million parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, coaches on the platform. That's just it's a really incredible community, and it's a community that's engaged. We have a Facebook group with now like 30,000 members on it, where they're just every day their parents, coaches are helping each other get better at using the app. You know, answering questions. It's an unbelievably engaged community.
Which sport do you have the most market penetration with at this point?
Sure. Right now it's baseball and softball. Like many companies and ideas, you start with sort of a spark. One of the two co-founders had a long family and personal history in baseball, played minor league baseball, went into business. And so that was the origin. And then we focused there because typically focusing on one market in a startup is a great idea and kind of establishing yourself and then moving to other markets. A couple of years ago, we got very excited about making that move and looked at other sports and landed next on basketball. There was a lot of overlap, some of it seasonality of the time of year, with our baseball softball audience. We saw that there was, I think, the largest team sport in youth in the country, a lot of fragmentation, not a lot of other products in use like this. We had just gone from just scoring and stats to video streaming, and it's a very video, visual-centric game, and obviously has a lot of speed to it versus baseball and softball, and got really excited about it. We also have made a lot of progress in volleyball, which is just exploding in popularity, and in flag and youth football, also kind of, particularly on the flag side, there's a ton of growth. And then, of course, we're looking in the future to soccer and lacrosse and others, but currently have a significant portion of our entire company focus on basketball and of course, continuing to drive more adoption and all that in our core diamond sports. But basketball is about as exciting a moment as we've ever had.
From a tech and coding standpoint, was there any difference in creating the product for the particular sport, or was it more just kind of adapting what you'd already created in baseball and softball as you move into a new sport, if that question makes any sense? Was there one that was more challenging of the ones you've done so far?
It absolutely makes sense. And a crucial question for us, and a few elements to it. One was the kind of user experience, like customer experience, of just trying to keeping score and stats and all that. Basketball moves super fast. Baseball doesn't. So we had to make pretty significant adjustments to the interface and actually rationalize certain things. Okay, maybe not tracking all of these things is a good idea. But what's really exciting is we've launched our first set of artificial intelligence AI features to capture action on the game automatically. Now, we've rolled out our first version of that. We call it Auto Stream. It allows the phone camera, not physically, but just in the camera, to move pan side to side to keep up with the action. We're going to have player tracking, ball tracking. We're going to automate a lot of things, because in these faster sports, you just don't have time to keep do all of that by yourself. We keep getting these requests like, get rid of my paper scorebook, give me something I can use, but it has to be somewhat accurate. And we think our technology can do that. And once that's captured, the experience for mom and dad, grandma and grandpa is going to be very similar. Maybe they're a little more interested in the highlights versus stats, depending on the sport. Sport like volleyball doesn't have the voluminous number of stats that, you know, baseball does. So it's a little bit different. But our core AI features now, and, you know, obviously that's like a very timely thing. A lot of people are talking about it. We're not on this wave because it's very buzzy and exciting and kind of like of the moment. We truly think this will transform the youth sports experience. And we don't like to be on the bleeding edge. We want to be doing technology and building things that are relevant and usable. But we feel great because we're kind of leading the charge here in youth sports in this area. And I just feel like it's just part of our mission to just keep having the best product and, you know, for our customers.
I can totally see where this thing is heading from an AI and sort of an automaticity type perspective, that eventually you're going to get where, boom, you set the camera up and the camera does all the work that currently somebody who's scoring the game using the app is now doing manually. So I'll tell you a little bit about my experience with Game Changer. And so my son, who's a senior in high school this year, last spring and summer, his AAU team, his coach, got us onto Game Changer. And so Obviously, the video part of it comes with it, which is nice because I'm here in Cleveland. My parents live in Florida, nice. So they could tune in and see games. My wife and I, we have two other kids with activities and things going on. And so sometimes one of us is at the tournament and obviously one of us is not. So the person that is away, that's at home, can jump on and be able to see that. So obviously that's just a huge benefit. Again, if you'd have told me that 5 years ago that was going to be possible, yeah, I would have told you that you were crazy. And then thinking back even further to when I was a player 35 years ago and my dad, hauling the giant VCR camera around to try to film games, obviously a totally different world when you start talking about how video is used in sports. And so that was the video piece of it. And then I remember the first game that we used the app, we had two dads. I was not one of them. So two of the dads on the team were getting to know the app, right? And so one guy was the spotter and then the other guy was running the app. And so the guy who's the spotter is yelling out, "Hey, Derek made that shot," or "Hey, Jason missed that one," or whatever. And then being able to record it. I remember sitting there, one of the things as a parent that I'm sure you've seen, you've heard, you've gotten feedback on is no parent likes to be the person that has, I shouldn't say no person. There are some people who do like to do the score and run the scoreboard because they like to be involved. But most parents, when they come in to watch their kid, they just want to be able to watch the game. They don't want to have to do these extra things. And so I remember watching the other two parents doing that and going, "Wow, that looks like, man, that's a lot." Like they're typing away and they're hitting that. One guy's yelling stuff out as they're watching the game. Yeah. I'm like, "Man, I think I'd rather just sit there and watch the game than do that." And then there was a game where those two parents were not there. Our coach said, "Hey, Mike, can you do the game changer today?" And I'm like, "All right, I guess I can do it." And it took me, honestly, Samir, it took me maybe 5 minutes of feeling like, "Hey, how's this work? Where is it going to go? What do I have to do? How do I have to hit it?" Mm-hmm. And after 5 minutes, I was completely sold and hooked. And from that point on, I was like, "Hey, I'll do the game changer." And because one, it forced me to pay even more attention to the game. And then I also felt like I had a feel as a parent for kind of what was going on. Like, "Hey, this kid's hot," or "Hey, this kid has X amount of points," or "Hey, this is what's happening." And it just, for anybody who hasn't used it, it really is honestly an amazing tool that, like I said, if you'd have told me 2, 3, 4 years ago that on an app, on your phone, that you could collect and gather all the statistics that we were able to collect and gather just from one person being able to do that. And then also, I think you talk to a lot of parents that if they have to sit down and do a physical scorebook with a pencil and paper, or even the other thing that you often get to do as a parent or have to do or are asked to do is to run the scoreboard, which is even worse because you're a public figure as you're the scoreboard, and every scoreboard is obviously different. And it's like people are yelling at you kind of stuff.
And in there.
Yeah. So to do those two things are always, those are not fun. Parents don't want to do them. And honestly, doing Game Changer for me, I felt like A, it was kind of fun, and B, it also just allowed me, like I said, to be involved in the game in a way that I wasn't previously. Like, parents would come over to me and say, "Hey, how many points does my kid have?" Or, "What was this? How many fouls do we have? How many timeouts do we have left?" All things that previously parents probably would have just been guessing, especially in an AAU setting. And I just felt like using it to me was A, fun, B, tremendously useful, and C, completely intuitive. And honestly, like I said, when I watched those two guys do it, I was like, "Oh, I don't know if I want to do that. It's going to be super complicated." And then as soon as I did it, and I mean, they figured it out very quickly after the first game. They only needed one person to be able to do it. And just jumping on, it was just super easy, super easy. So you guys have created something that I don't see why there would be anyone who wouldn't utilize this with their team. It just works so well.
Thank you. And I mean, I just loved hearing everything you said. A few things stood out. One, whether it was you or those other dads, if they didn't have to do that work or part of that work, like you said, they could watch the game. Maybe they're also helping coach, right? Depending on the team. And give those people more time to coach, to help the kids, work with the kids. as opposed to doing some of this administrative stuff. So we take that off your plate. The more and more we get to fully automation, fully automated there, the more time you're going to have. And we love that. And, you know, by the way, I want to say, I mean, you are the prototypical, like, amazing all-star game changer parent coach. So you teach kids, you coach them, you're doing all this stuff as a parent. You are, and I'm not just saying this because we're on the show, like, you are why we get up in the morning every day, right?
Right,
and
right.
Your kids. But the effort that you're putting in to help your kids, help other people's kids, help your community is evident. I mean, that we talk about this stuff at the office all the time. We have a good number of people who, you know, didn't play sports growing up, aren't super passionate, but they're passionate about the community, which could be your family community, could be your broader community. And you're living that every day. So thank you for everything you do. It really is. It's what inspires us and what's going to keep us going to build more cool things for everyone.
So beyond the AI piece, which I know, again, I think anybody who looks out across the landscape and looks into the future, I don't think there's any doubt that eventually it's going to get to the point where the technology is going to allow you, like I said earlier, to just set up the camera and it's going to be able to collect all those statistics automatically. When you guys get to that point, who knows? But I definitely can see where that's coming. What are some other things that you guys are looking at, thinking about as you go ahead in the future? I don't want you to give away all your trade secrets, but just what are you guys thinking about here as you move forward?
We're really excited. I mentioned a few minutes ago, this athlete profile, call it like your resume. We see these kids and it isn't, you know, for some of them, look, it's going to be, maybe they want to get recruited, get a scholarship, but we're going to be able to put in one place. We already are in one place, all your highlight clips, all your stats for all of your seasons. And maybe that sounds simple and we can build software around it. But what we've heard from parents, from families, is the amount of time they're spending doing that offline. So we're taking a lot of burden off of them. They're spending hours and hours, and in some cases, a lot of money. Like you said, maybe there's someone coming in and videotaping, and you know, you're paying them a lot of money. That all goes away with this profile and using our product. And by the way, we build everything for everyone, not just for like an elite player or elite group of players. We're hearing from families that younger kids, maybe kids who aren't ever going to be you know, playing college or something, that are really excited about their profile. It's no different than maybe a report card or some other thing that you get. And it's a way to showcase and feel proud of what you've done. And it could be a kid that just wants to play a sport because they never did. And they're not looking to do something that's going to, you know, make it into the headlines. They just want to get better fit, you know, improve physically, improve mentally. You still want them to celebrate with their family, with their friends, what they've accomplished. And we can do that with this profile. That's really, really exciting for us. And then the other thing, like I said, is just deepening our functionality in other sports after we feel like we've really made a huge step forward in basketball. And again, I'm very excited about volleyball, very excited about flag football. But and then we get requests all the time to do stuff in other sports, but we'll eventually, and then even the more individual type sports, the racket sports, running, swimming, there's probably something to be done there down the road.
Yeah, probably. I think what's interesting with the profile is two things stood out to me about what you said. One is when you think about all the youth sports, you think about the youth sports that you played, or you think about the youth sports that I played. And again, obviously a different era. People, when we were kids, were not carrying around a camera in their pocket to be able to film things the way that parents do, even if they're not using Game Changer or some other app. Their parents are still pulling out those phones and videotaping and being able to see their kids far more than you or I ever saw ourselves on video. But at the same time, I think a lot of youth sports, it does disappear into the ether. That game is over and there isn't a record of the statistics from that game. There isn't a record of who won or lost. There isn't a video capture of that kid playing it. And so to me, I think there's tremendous value for parents to be able to have that. And then I think even as an adult looking back, I'm like, man, I wish I had some video of me when I was playing. I have some video of me when I was in high school. I have some video of me when I was in college, but I don't have any video of me playing when I was in fourth grade or fifth grade or sixth grade.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny to go back and watch that with my own kids when they were that age. And again, all that stuff disappears when you don't have something like Game Changer. So to me, I like the idea of that profile of, hey, I've got some statistics. I've got this video that I can then look back and reflect on those memories. That's I think, an important part of it. And then you talked a little bit about the resume for colleges for a player who eventually might want to be able to play in college. And I know there's some companies out there that are working on that same thing with different grassroots AAU organizations to collect that data and then to be able to share that with colleges, or even go so far as to share that with professional teams of like, hey, here's how this player is performing in these tournaments against other top players and that kind of thing. And so I think there's a value there, obviously, for the player, but then there's also a value for a college to be able to have access to that data. And so I'm sure that's something from a business standpoint that you guys are thinking about. How can you take all the data that you're collecting, which obviously that's one of the things that the app allows you to do, and then how can you turn that around and be able to, who wants that data? How can you make sure that you're getting it to people that would want it, need it, and then also obviously getting it to the people who are the end users of your product, the parents and players and grandparents, all the people that you've already talked about.
There's no question there's that interest. On the baseball side, obviously we're bigger there. We established a really exciting landmark partnership with Major League Baseball around kind of co-marketing and growing the game. There's so much interest. The 50 top MLB prospects in the MLB draft this year all were on teams on Game Changer. And so there's this connectivity all the way from kids starting out in kindergarten through the pros, whether you're going to be a fan or in very, very few cases, you know, a professional player. It's an ecosystem. It's a world. We're looking to kind of build that similar ecosystem in basketball and in other sports eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you got to build the algorithm that tells people who to draft. Then you really got something. Now you've set up the dream right there.
That's right. Well, you know, it's actually kind of doable, right? You can do a lot of predictive stuff with this data.
It is kind of crazy when you think about it. And I know, obviously, ever since the history of professional sports, drafting players has clearly been one of the most challenging aspects of running a professional sports team. You can have players in every sport that you think, hey, this guy is a can't miss prospect, and he misses. And conversely, you can have guys that nobody saw coming that end up making it. And sometimes when you start thinking about the data and you just think about how analytical we all are about everything, and the fact that we haven't completely cracked that, obviously it tells you that there's a lot of human factors involved that maybe are not at this point in the technology are not measurable. But I would guess that as this technology continues to progress and you guys and other people continue to work on this problem, that we're going to become more and more accurate in our ability to predict. Again, as you collect more data, you think about just, you have what, probably 5, 6, 7 years of data at this point, and 5, 6, 7 years from now, the amount of data points that you're going to have then to be able to pinpoint these things, I can just see the value in that moving forward.
There's no question. I mean, we think we already have more video of sporting events than we have video streams of maybe 4 million games. That's more than I think anyone else. I mean, we every month, like in the spring, almost 300,000 games or more are on our platform. And that's more games that have been played in the history of Major League Baseball ever. Or every 2 months, we have more games that have been played by all the pro leagues in the U.S. combined. So the scale, now youth and pro is different level of skill, of course, and experience, but the scale of data that we have, video stats, it's just staggering.
Yeah, I can only imagine. All right, Samir, before we get out, I want to give you a chance to share how people can find out more about Game Changer, how they can connect with you, connect with the app. Just give us all the lowdown about where people can find it. And then after you do that, I will jump back in and wrap things up.
Absolutely. So you can find out a lot more about Game Changer on our website. It's really easy, gc.com. You can go to the App Store, the Apple App Store, the Android Play Store, and download the app. As I said, you can download it now. It's free to use. You can do baseball, softball. You can do basketball. Check out our new features. And, you know, you can, I always say this and I mean it, if you're passionate about what we're doing, you're interested in what you're doing, whether you might want to use the product, maybe you want to talk about working with us, reach out to me directly. I respond to everyone. You can find me on LinkedIn. Just reach out and give us your thoughts. If you have a product, if you're using the product, you have feedback, I would absolutely love to hear it directly. We're all a community, and I just want us to all be able to kind of take all of the amazing things about youth sports and what we do for kids forward as a group.
It's well said. I can honestly say that anybody out there in our audience who is coaching a team in any sport that Game Changer is involved in, but obviously particularly for us basketball, you should get on it. You should use it, download it today, get your team on it. Like I said, my experience with it this past AAU season was honestly incredible. Like I've said a couple times here on the pod, if you'd told me 2 or 3 years ago that I'd have been able to do the things that we were able to do on the app with video, with statistics, all doing that in real time, I would have told you you were crazy. So again, kudos to you and your team, Samir. You guys are doing a fantastic job. To everyone out there, go out there, get the app, get Game Changer, and we appreciate you listening, and we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.